Let me take you back to the days before the raid by Navy SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden. We now have evidence that the CIA launched a fake vaccination program in Pakistan in an attempt to gather DNA evidence on the al-Qaeda leader. They were hoping to get DNA from bin Laden's family members to prove that the world's most wanted terrorist was hiding in Abbottabad, Pakistan. What does that mean in terms of real vaccination programs, real immunization programs now going on all over the world? We're joined now by Christopher Albin. He runs the website conflicthealth.com. Christopher, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
First of all, what do we know about this fake vaccination program and how it was carried out?
Well, it was a Pakistani, a high-level Pakistani doctor who was hired by the CIA to run a sort of a fake hepatitis B vaccination campaign. So for 2 days, one day in March, one day in April, they went to different parts of Abbottabad and sort of provided vaccinations or provided something. We don't know what they provided. And sort of in, with the ruse of hoping that some of Osama bin Laden's children from the compound would get vaccinated and they could take that DNA and compare it to the DNA of bin Laden's sister who died in Boston.
You were speaking with Christopher Albin, who runs the website conflicthealth.com, about the fake vaccination program that the CIA used when they were hunting for Osama bin Laden. You know, Christopher, after the story broke, one of our producers said, you know how people in developing worlds don't trust the United Nations when they come in with vaccinations? It's because they think that they're spies, and it turns out sometimes they're right.
That's exactly true. I mean, the idea that that the CIA is running a fake vaccination campaign is absolutely horrible, because in Pakistan, there is a very large distrust in many of the rural regions towards vaccination campaigns. There's a very large anti-vaccine propaganda. There's clerics who are spreading rumors. There's doctors who have died actually sort of trying to counter this anti-vaccine propaganda that happens in that region. And from now on, every single person who wants to spread the rumor that vaccination campaigns are attempts to sterilize Muslim children by a great Christian and Jewish conspiracy can actually point to the CIA program, you know, and say, look, this is true. We have proof that it's happening.
Well, you know, we're speaking with Christopher Albin of conflicthealth.com. Christopher, it's not just the CIA. Certainly in past years, we do have evidence that the medical community wasn't always completely above board when it came to vaccinations and immunizations. And maybe those suspicions, that distrust from previous generations is still living.
Oh, no, that's absolutely, that's the beginning of, I mean, that's where a lot of these rumors get started. And, I mean, where that's where the trigger is, right? And then now, right, with the fake vaccination campaign in Pakistan, you're basically continuing this, you're providing more evidence, right? So more distrust to the system, which makes it harder to eradicate polio and other diseases.
You know, the CIA has said in the past that these vaccination programs are actually a good way to improve national security for Americans, and I'm sure that they would argue that there any attempt to try and get Osama bin Laden is improving national security as well. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I think Mark Goldberg makes a great argument where he talks about, would you like to eradicate one terrorist or would you like to eradicate, you know, polio, right? If you're given that choice, it's very obvious that you should be focusing on the health.
Focusing on the health, but what if they'd gotten the DNA evidence they needed? Would that have been worth it?
Well, so they would have known that, they would have had a higher probability that Osama bin Laden would have been in the compound. But they themselves state that, in fact, when they launched the operation, they had an 80% chance that he was there, or they were convinced with 80% certainty. So whether it was exactly necessary, I don't know.
All right. So we're talking about the CIA program that used a fake vaccination program to try and get DNA evidence and intelligence on Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. And we're speaking to Christopher Albin, who runs conflicthealth.com. And what you're really talking about is mistakes made in the medical community in decades earlier, all of which they're still trying to kind of bridge that gap and make up for those mistakes made in the past. And you're saying that programs like the CIA carried out before the Osama bin Laden raid actually stopped the medical community from regaining the trust of the people in developing countries.
Yeah, well, it undermined very legitimate, polio and other immunization campaigns that happen in Pakistan and around the world, right? And so Pakistan is one of the few countries remaining where that has endemic polio, and it's a really strong target for many, many, many legitimate health practitioners and agencies that are working to eradicate polio. But this just undermines it exactly in the location where you wouldn't, you know, where you want to build that trust with the community. You can send out health workers who can vaccinate children.
Is this a different issue, Christopher Albin, than those parents in you know, I read that in the Ukraine, there's as many as 40% of parents won't get their kids immunized because they don't trust the medicines themselves. Is that a different issue than distrusting the medical workers?
Well, the issue is actually it's pretty related, right? And so one of the issues, I think, is the difference between distrust of the vaccine and distrust of the vaccination workers, right? And so you have in the U.S., right, a lot of people don't trust the vaccine, don't think it matters, or and stuff like that. But in Pakistan, a lot of these rural communities, right, where you're really trying to go after, polio and these other important diseases, the people actually coming in to provide the vaccinations are usually not from the city. They're probably more urban. They might be foreigners and stuff like that. So the local population ends up not trusting them and not really knowing exactly why they're there and not really, you know, you're asking an immunization worker who's not from your town to inject your son, who's actually healthy at that time, with a shot. You're kind of, you might be really worried of what happens, and this leads to these rumors, right? And so you need to build trust with that with that community before you can do that. And the CIA operation undermines it.
All right. So Christopher Albin of ConflictHealth.com, let's say that we put you in front of David Petraeus, who's now the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, and let you make the case for not running any more of these fake vaccination programs. What would you say to him?
I would say that soft power is absolutely important, and you need to focus on health if you're going to regain the U.S.'s position.
And would you say anything about not running these anymore because it's hurting the profession?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you have to focus on health, right? David Petraeus wrote the soft power, the counterinsurgency. It talks about protecting the people. If you want to protect the people, you have to focus on vaccinations and health and rather on military operations.
Christopher Albin runs ConflictHealth.com. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you.
We're talking about the CIA program we've just heard about in the recent days, that they ran a fake vaccination program in Pakistan in an attempt to get DNA evidence from family members of Osama bin Laden. That was unsuccessful, and it turns out that Pakistan has actually arrested a doctor who was implicated in that program. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.